I am in awe of young parents and their never-ending battles with keeping up in this fast-paced, always-connected world we live in. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. With soccer practice, gymnastics, diaper bags, and juggling jobs, family life, and their kids busier than ever, social schedules, there just isn't much time for God. These days, life moves at a fever pitch. For those of us a bit older, we long for simpler times when life just seemed to move more slowly. We had more time for family, friends, and God, but times have really changed. Many older adults are quick to criticize and ask the question, where is God in all of this? Blessed Mother Teresa offered this, "What you are doing, I cannot do. What I am doing, you cannot do. But together, we are doing something beautiful for God, and this is the greatness of God's love for us." Parenthood has become a full-time job. As we long for a time when kids just went outside to play until called home, we now spend every waking minute worrying about our kids' safety. While we recall a time when we worked for the same company for 40 years and retired with a gold watch, today's parents worry about the next round of layoffs and whether or not they can find another job. We need to give young parents a break. This isn't 1950, and they're doing the best they can. And they're doing it with great love. If God is love, as we read in 1 John 4:16, and we abide in Him, then where there is love, God is there too. The love and attention they give their children is proof positive that God is with them. Where God is, love is. Here are some hopeful, encouraging thoughts for young parents. Number one, God is love. Isn't that cool? John reminds us if we love one another, God remains in us and His love is brought to perfection in us. The more you love your kids, the more you're bringing God's love to perfection. Number two, God abides in us if we abide in Him. What does that mean? What does abide mean? In this context, it means to stay or remain with Him. As John tells us, whoever acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God remains in Him and He in God. It's that simple. If we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, He's with us. Number three, God wants good things for us. If we truly believe, then we shouldn't fear the future. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love, 1 John 4:18. Our worry should be replaced with faith in God, that He will see us through tough times, job losses, financial problems, sickness, or pain. Fourth, God is always there for us. No matter how busy we are or how frazzled our day has been, we can always call on God's help. We can maintain a constant dialogue with God throughout the day. It's easy, and it's the simplest form of prayer. And finally, God knows our sacrifice. Just getting the kids ready for Sunday Mass is a chore. Getting everyone dressed, packing the diaper bag, car seat, a few books to help with distractions, and that never-ending Ziploc bag of Cheerios takes time. Sometimes it feels like it's not worth it, but believe me, it is. No matter what others might say, I am one older adult that appreciates parenthood 2016 and the sacrifices you are making. When I see the love couples share with each other and with their children, I know that God is there too. As we sing in the beautiful old Latin hymn, where charity and love are, God is there. This is Tony Agnese.